Sculpture number 7, Not His Stone and Sheep.
The development of stone and metal hand tools led to the ability of nomadic people to clear areas of trees and cultivate the land for food, leading to people being able to settle down and live in more permanent dwellings. This marked the start of agriculture that began in the late Stone Age and continued through the Bronze and Iron Age, with the advent of new technologies enabling a greater ability to feed ourselves and the use of grazing animals to help keep the land from returning to woodland. There are a number of rocks across the Chevin that have cup and ring markings on them, such as Notty's Stone near Surprise View. These date from the Bronze Age, 2300 BC to 500 BC. Little is known about the function of this prehistoric rock art, but at the very least it represents a new level of available time to do more than simple survival tasks. The earliest evidence of permanent communal living on the Chevin is the existence of two hut circles and enclosures. These have been discovered on the Danefield estate further down the slope near the Leeds Road, but are as yet unexcavated and visible only as two clearings in the woodland. They probably date from the 2nd century AD, which was well into the Iron Age and approaching the Roman period. The enclosures were likely to hold livestock such as sheep within their earth and stone walls. Woodland clearance accelerated with the onset of the Iron Age, with its requirement for charcoal to heat metal to a sufficient temperature for smelting.
Turn right to follow the path directly opposite the sculpture.